All right. Well, this is Will Godfrey with my passion project, Will Eats, or Will Make and Will Eat, something like that. You know what everyone loves? Like, generally, universally, even. Food. And for the longest time, I've been just fine eating it. I'm not a food critic. I just like food. It's a useful trait to enjoy, basically any kind of sustenance. However, in the last few years, I've worked jobs and moved out, and the biggest learning experience out of all of that has been feeding myself. There's a piece of advice I heard from many different people, my dad, my friends, people who, have had more experience living on this planet, and that is be able to make different kinds of food. At least four or five meals that you can make for yourself that you can afford is just game-changing for being able to sustain yourself and live on your own and be able to know what you're eating and have a consistent diet. And since I still have the same bin of rice from when I was at my old apartment, I decided to use that and my experience and all the advice to cook a fried rice dish as part of the passion project, which I am excited to share with you now. The big thing is that I wanted to share my love of food because, A, it's a really useful thing to love and kind of just enjoy. I don't want to say uncritically, but being able to just eat food and enjoy it, find things to like in it, is really useful in this day and age where, cost consciousness is a really important skill to have. Quality of life, not quality of life, cost of living is going up. So being able to make your own food, know how to make food with, ingredients that are less expensive, but let you still make a good amount of food is important. And I thought I'd convey my own experiences with living in my old apartment, because that was the first time really that I was fully in charge of my own meals and in charge of going out and buying them. I think what made that such a refreshing experience and not frustrating, like I actually enjoyed the process, was going out and deciding what to eat for myself and actually like asking people and looking stuff up. I did have a baseline of how to cook because, for the longest time, my dad would show me how to make ground beef for either tacos, mac and beef, or just the classic hockey meal for carbs and protein of ground beef, like taco meat ground beef with pasta and like maybe a bit of tomato sauce, like effectively spaghetti, but like taco spaghetti. It's actually really good. I just had so much of it that I needed to not eat it for a while. I've tried it again now, and it's pretty good. So this time, I thought I'd make something a little different that anyone can really make as long as they have a heating element and a pan, any kind of oil. Because what you can get a lot of, and it'll last you for a really long time, is rice. Rice is amazing. So what I did for today is I made a stir fry. I just cooked the rice, then got a bunch of frozen vegetables. Get those really affordably, thankfully. Broccoli, green peppers, green onions. Put those in a pan, cut them up, let those cook down. Some vegetable oil because that's cheaper than a lot of other oils. Then you get some protein in there with the chicken afterwards. Once that's heated up, I got the rice cooked up and put in some margarine because it's cheaper than butter and I haven't noticed a real difference. Once that's transferred over, you got the rice in there with the vegetables and protein. You turn up the heat, you get that frying. You add in your sauces. I did some hoisin fish sauce. There's a Japanese barbecue sauce, which is a mix of soy sauce and some other sweetened sauces. It was very sweet, salty, savory kind of flavor I was going for. turned out amazing, by the way. I've got a reaction to that in a bit. And I actually added a bit of kimchi. Turned out great. So this meal I recorded from start to finish took me 25 minutes to prepare, and now I've got three meals, effectively. One I ate that. And the other two I can just split up into the future and freeze. Always freeze your leftovers, by the way. It's so incredible to have the stuff you know, like, you've made it, and you portion it up before you freeze it so you can just heat up exactly what you need. I don't think there's anything wrong with reheating leftovers. I think that as much as I've eaten a lot of fast food, unfortunately, there is more value in being able to make food for yourself because A, you know exactly what's in it, and B, generally speaking, you can get more food for less money because buying it in the grocery store is going to cost less than, like, a $5... No, burgers aren't even $5 anymore. A Big Mac costs $11, and you could buy, like, half of the ingredients for, like, several days of food for that money. I'm serious. My groceries at, like, when I went to Farm Boy, and got frozen, like, vegetable mix to freeze for, like, 2 weeks worth of food, and that cost me, like, $8. It's a skill, almost, but it's really more experience and just asking for advice on stuff. Really, just being able to cook for yourself is one of the most incredible, I think, incredible experiences, because you feel validated that you've learned something that will be always useful to you. Like, I've got this advice before. Always learn at least, like, five different meals you can make for yourself, and they don't have to be super different. Like, having meals that have similar kinds of ingredients that you know how to deal with is great. And also learn to pan fry stuff. It's incredibly, incredibly useful. Well, after about 25 minutes of solid prep, cooking, and, you know, stirring and frying and whatnot, I would say this has turned out... Yep. Wait a sec. Yep. Pretty phenomenal. Just the right amount of soy sauce. I added actually a bit of kimchi in there after I transferred the rice over into the pan. I fried the vegetables first, added the chicken second, cooked the rice, added the margarine because I can't afford butter. I can, but, you know, got that fluffy, put that into the pan with all the other stuff, turned up the heat, fried all that, added the sauces. There's a Japanese barbecue sauce I quite like, but it's mostly soy sauce. Added some hoisin sauce, fish sauce, kimchi, and you know what? It's really, really good. This project has been really fun to work on. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And then, you know, I thought about the fact that I'm really trying to learn how to cook for myself. And if there's something that I want people to know about how enjoyable it can be and understand the value of something, it is being able to cook for yourself. So thank you for listening. I really enjoyed myself and the food. Like, that's the best part of this, is I got to eat good food. Hopefully you enjoy the sounds in the background of the whole process. This is Will Godfrey for Will Make and Will Eat, signing off.